We are talking a lot of college football this week with the start of the season right around the corner, and we continue to do so right now. We are joined by the head football coach at the United States Naval Academy. He is entering his 12th season as head coach, two-time conference coach of the year, led Navy to 9 bowl games and 2 divisional titles. They open up against Holy Cross. It is August 31st right here on CBS Sports Network. Ken Niumatalolo is my guest. Ken, good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Jim. How are you doing, brother? Always great to talk to you.
You too. Great to have you back. You know, I had Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham, Ken, on the program yesterday, and I know he's somebody that you're pretty familiar with since your son, Alihi, is on the team there. Before we get into this amazing moment that happened recently, as a father who happens to be a head coach, when did you see or what did you see in Kyle that let you know that he'd be somebody that you would want your son to play for?
Well, I've known him for so long, Jim, you know, just back even from the 90s, you know, when I was at the University of Hawaii and he was at Utah, you know, he coached with his dad. I just love who he is as a person. You know, Kyle's no nonsense. He's going to shoot you straight. You know, there's no BS. What you see is what you get. I know he's a tough coach, but he's a fair coach. And that's all you can ask for as a dad. You just want your son around good people. You know what I mean? And sometimes in this profession, sometimes in this world, it's not always the case. But I knew that I'd be perfectly fine with Coach Whittingham coaching him. Like I said, he's a tough coach, but you don't mind that. There's a lot of life lessons that he teaches.
Now, Ken, the other day you participated in a special video where you announced that your son was going to get a scholarship at Utah. What did that mean to you, and what did it mean, and what did you make of the reaction from him and from all of his teammates in that moment?
Well, we were really excited, Jim, my wife and I. I mean, it meant the world for us. And it was, you know, we were in camp, and it was at night and watching film, and I got a phone call, and I saw the 801 number, and I wasn't sure, you know, who was that from. I knew it was the Salt Lake City area, and so I knew my son was there, so I just wanted to make sure he was okay. I didn't, you know, you just never know. A lot of things go through your mind, and when it was them and their creative team talking about the things they wanted to do, I mean, I was really excited. You know, I told my wife, and she was bawling. You know, we were both really excited for him because, obviously, I recognize as a walk-on, you know, that what they go through. And so, you know, and I told him when he became a walk-on, you know, that, hey, son, this is going to be hard. You got to suck it up. And so to see all of his hard work pay off, you know, we were really excited. And I was grateful for our team that I told him, hey, if you'd mind indulging me just selfishly, if we can make a video for my son. And my team was all on board, and it was a really, really exciting deal. And to see the reaction of their team, you know, just took everything over the top.
Ken, I thought that was amazing. I thought the reaction of their team was amazing. I thought the way you involved your team was amazing. And when you consider all the work that he put in, as you point out, he walks on. How proud was that moment for you, and how hard was it to keep it a secret that only you could share with your wife, Barbara?
It was really hard, you know, because I know that, you know, you get discouraged as a walk-on. You know, the thing about Jim, he had some other scholarship offers, but he wanted to go to Utah, you know, and I knew playing for Kyle would be awesome, but my wife and I are like, hey, can you just go to the school that you got a scholarship from, and you know that I want to play there, I want to play in the Pac-12, I want to play at Utah. And so when he did that and all the hard work that he put in, just really, really excited that, you know, that they noticed it. And for him, I think more than anything, it was just the opportunity to realize that he was valued, and that whatever you're asked to do, that, hey, they recognize it, whether you're on the scout team or whatever you do. And so my wife and I were ecstatic. It was a great day for our family, and just really proud of him.
Yeah, it's neat. That's really neat. I couldn't wait to ask you about that, Ken. So this is now your 35th year in college football, your 22nd year at Navy. You've made the point that you've never been more excited. Before we get into the team itself, as I was talking to Kyle yesterday, being a head coach is such a grind. What kind of things do you do to make sure you stay fresh and to make sure your energy and enthusiasm are high?
Well, I always go home in the summer. I always go back to Hawaii. You know, just my son's a graduate assistant at the University of Hawaii. My daughter's there, too. And so both of their families are there. And so I just go with my wife and I go there. It's great for me to get back to my roots, so to speak, and just remember where I came from and just to be grateful. And just to go back, it's kind of, for me, just kind of ground zero. And to recognize, hey, this is going to be a grind, but be grateful for what you have. And then when I come to work, I just try to keep things in perspective when I come back. I try to, you know, it's hard though. It's a hard balance, Jim. I have a hard time going to sleep when the season starts. You know, you try your best to get some rest, but you're always chomping at the bit to get back to the office. But you try your best to have some balance, to be with your family. I'm a man of faith, so I go to church on Sunday. I don't come to work, which is, there's not too many people that do that. But it's a way, I have to do that to have some sanity and to keep some, like you said, just try to keep some balance.
Now, Ken, you're right. A lot of people in your business do not do that. In fact, very few people would do that. Earlier this year, you said something that was really interesting. You said, quote, "I did a horrible job as a coach last year as far as building team chemistry and team culture," end quote. You know, as I mentioned, you've been at this a long time. You've had a lot of winning that's on your resume, that a track record of winning. It'd be so much easier to put that blame on other people, but you took it upon yourself. Why was that? What were you talking about, and what did you learn from that?
It's just there's, when I look back at it now, Jim, I saw signs. You know, I've been doing it for so long, but just, and they're really subtle signs, because even, you know, last year we had maybe four games that we, you know, we lost two games on the last play. We could have won more games. And so everything is so, there's such a fine line of winning and losing, especially for us. I think 50% of our games are one possession games. And so it's like a basketball team always coming back down to the last shot. And so with that kind of situation, we're always undermanned. You got to be a team first team. It can't be about you. You can't be selfish. And I saw little signs early on, but I kind of dismissed them, or I didn't, you know, address them. And when you start to lose a little bit early on, it just magnifies itself. And so the things that I thought I did a bad job, I have to learn the social media part, because if you have guys in your team that are pretty strong on the social media part, they can drive a wedge in your team. You know, you always have guys that maybe, hey, you know, we shouldn't be doing this, or, you know, I'm not playing. And you always have disgruntled guys on the team. And when you lose, it kind of accentuates. And I found last year with social media, I mean, that can spread like wildfire. So, you know, this year I'm, a big part of our off season is building team chemistry, building our bond. You know, we've had a ton of barbecue, ton of off the field stuff, and I've had my eyes on those kind of things. If a guy feels like he's not all in, I'm gonna call him in early. Hey, you all in or not? Are you okay with being in this position? Because this is the position you have to play for us to win. And if you're not, I'm cool with it. You can go play rugby. You can go play badminton or do something else. But if you're going to be on our team, you have to do your job and do it the best you can for us to be successful.
You know, Ken, that social media thing is so interesting. Are you talking about guys that maybe were not happy, who took their beefs to social media and expressed them there rather than keeping them in-house? Is that what you mean, or something else?
Yeah, yes, exactly, Jim. Because, you know, like I said, been doing it for so long. And you always have guys in the locker room. I mean, I was in the locker room. I used to complain, you know, we're running too much, or, you know, well, why are we doing this? But when you leave the locker room, it's kind of dead. You kind of go your own way. You might go to the dorms or whatever, and different guys live at different places. But from a social media standpoint, if you got a person that's pretty powerful on it, he can continue to stay connected with other guys. You know what I mean? And continue to keep, you know, I guess, stoking that fire, so to speak. Like, you know, man, this is messed up. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? And it just kind of, you know, you just keep pouring kerosene on it. And so those are the kind of things that I've tried to make sure that we build our chemistry, make sure guys are bought in. It's not anything personal against anybody. It's about the team. And that's why Coach Belichick wins year in and year out, because guys who go there, it's all about doing their job. And you see other teams that are probably have all this talent, but they may not be successful because it's always about them. You know, their shoe contracts or whatever the case may be. But in football, it's such a team sport. You better do your job to be successful.
You know, Ken, it's so well said. Like, you in your position as a coach and as a leader and somebody who's working with young men, I totally understand what you're saying. In my position as somebody hosting a show, I like to talk to people like you, and I like to talk to players who will come in and, you know, can be candid and speak their mind. I can't lie. When somebody that we know that comes on this show goes to the Patriots, I can't lie, but I think, damn. Well, there goes that guy. He's never going to say anything ever again, and he's not going to come on the show ever again, because that's part of the gig. But to your point, I have to respect it, because the Patriots don't have the kind of issues you're talking about for that reason.
Yeah, and it's just always amazing to me. You see some teams that are super talented, and they don't get as far. You know what I mean? And obviously, they got great players, and the Patriots got great players, but then you see some of the guys on their team, like, where did that guy come from? Where, you know, what school did he play for? And it's just amazing to me just how they win year in and year out. But it's always about doing your job and the betterment of the team. And that's, if there's any sport that kind of magnifies all of that, is football. I mean, you know, because everybody's job description is different. A snapper, the cornerback, a defensive end, the running back. And if guys don't buy in, and if you just kind of do your deal, on defense you're going to be a gap short, and you're going to, coverage-wise, you're going to get exposed. Or in the run game, you're going to miss a linebacker. But if guys buy in, okay, if this is my job for 40 snaps, I got to block this defensive end, and I'm going to do it as hard as I can, and I don't care, you know, if I get any press clippings or not, you're normally going to be successful if it's all about doing your job.
Ken Niumatalolo is joining us for a few more moments. We're talking about life. We're talking football. We're talking about the Naval Academy. Malcolm Perry is back at quarterback this year. And after starting last year at quarterback and then moving to slot back, what have you seen in him that makes you feel like quarterback is the best spot for him and for the team?
I just think his confidence, Jim. And I did, again, a horrible job last year just, you know, kind of moving in and out. You know, you do this or do that. You know, we'll put you kind of like, you know, a slash quarterback, slot back. To be the quarterback, you have to be the man. And that needs to be your mentality. So as I look back at that, I knew I did a bad job with that with him. And also, we got to play to his strengths. You know what I mean, Jim? If you got a guy that's a jump shooter, you know what I mean, allow him to shoot jump shots. You know, if he's not that good slashing to the basket, you know what I mean, let him jump shoot. And I thought last year I did a bad job, and some of the things we did may not have been towards his talent, you know, what he does best. And this year we've done a better job of just, okay, what did he do well? And let's make sure that we accentuate all of those.
You know, Ken, running the option is a big part of the program's identity, but at the same time, you've talked about wanting to incorporate more run-and-shoot looks as well. I guess from the outside, the option and the run-and-shoot sound pretty different, but are they actually pretty similar as principles?
Well, I think, you know, options all based off numbers and what the defense gives you. Like in, you know, normal conventional offense, you might call one running play, and that's the run play. Where you call the option, depending on what the defense gives you, that's the play you're going to run. And it's the same thing with the run and shoot. You know, there's different adjustments to route of the coverages, so your route that you're running will adjust depending on the coverage. Because we don't have the time to, you know, call 100 different pass plays, but maybe we got 10 that you call. Well, with all the variations, it may seem like 40, but you're basing off the coverage and what they're doing. So from that standpoint, there's a lot of similarities, but I just want to make sure it was simple enough that we could do. You know, it's hard sometimes to be good at everything. You know, you don't really master anything at all, but I kind of feel we have a really good blend. We didn't do too much, but we added enough in our game that I think will help us be more effective this year.
Ken, I want to ask you one more thing. You mentioned work-life balance. Earlier this year, you received the call to become president of the Annapolis, Maryland stake in the Church of Latter-day Saints. What did that mean to you when you received that call?
I was shocked, Jim. I was shocked to get that calling. I mean, I never expected it. It's a calling that you're could be in charge of maybe, you know, 10 to 12 wards or congregations, which could be, you know, anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people. But my faith in Jesus is really strong, and I know that this is what I'm supposed to do. And I know that he recognizes that I have a lot on my plate as a coach, but I just try to make sure I keep the main thing, try to stay organized. You know, days can get a little bit longer. But there are a lot of people out there grinding, Jim, so I don't ever feel sorry for myself. You know, like, you know, woe is me, because there's a lot of people that are, I think of people in L.A. and driving long distances to go to work and getting home late and people having two or three jobs. And so, you know, I'm grateful to have this calling. I know it's what I'm supposed to do, and I'll just do the best that I can.
That's perfect. I love that. He's the head football coach at the United States Naval Academy, entering his 12th season as head coach, a two-time conference coach of the year, led Navy to 9 bowl games and 2 divisional titles, and they're back at it against Holy Cross right here on CBS Sports Network August 31st. Ken, congrats. I'm really happy to see your son doing as well as he is, and great to have you on the show. You know, I appreciate this relationship very much.
Always love talking to you, Jim. Thank you, bro.
You too, Ken. Take care, bud.